Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Understanding the importance of public relations as it pertains to you guys out there who are entrepreneurs like myself. I'm Kerry Hines, and when I started focusing in on this industry, oh, pretty close to 30 years ago, I knew that it was very important to gain exposure. And most folks who embark upon an entrepreneurial type journey or career probably or maybe not understand what public relations is all about and how it's an important stepping stone for anybody in business. My book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, really, really speaks to this. It covers every area of understanding everything, and we're celebrating the information that's in the book. Big anniversary for it, so I'm real excited about it. It's out there on Amazon, in case you're interested. Again, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. But again, the PR, which is what public relations is referred to, is really where you are taking your message for your business, your products, whatever it is that you've got going on that you're looking to increase sales or bring awareness to. What you want to do, the very, very first step, engaging the public's interest in what you have, is to create the understanding of how it's beneficial to the folks you're trying to reach. So just wanted to begin this talk, as we kind of, again, look at all of the different aspects of trying to get your business going here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think this is a great way for folks to, you know, begin looking at how to connect with folks. That's what public relations is all about, and there's so much more to PR, and this is how you begin, again, how to get rich in the hair business and so many other different ways.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Thank you so much for having me again. I feel like that this is just my second home, so I'm excited.
Well, it is. It is. I just have to say, first of all, I want to definitely take a moment to acknowledge this. I mean, you have always been our biggest supporters. You really have here at the Hair Radio Show and throughout all of our endeavors. And I want to take a moment just to really kind of drive this on home. I remember you appeared in my, first of all, you appeared on the amazing Hair Radio Show as we were just kind of getting back on the ground with the all-new Hair Radio Show back when we came back and like the early, I guess that was the late 2000s, I guess it was. It's been a long time of the tens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You came right on in and have always been a great person. We still run some of those amazing pieces with so much. They're chock full of hair information. And we're going to get into some of that today. But I just want to thank you for that. Not to mention your appearance in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, you helped that book to do so well. And I have to say, for those of you who haven't read it yet, it's still out there on Amazon. We'll soon be celebrating 10 years of this book's release. And I owe a whole bunch of that to Dr. Praneet James. So I just wanted to say thank you. And you've been doing some big stuff. And you know, how about when you came out to help us at the Road to Healthy Hair, the very first Road to Healthy Hair? And, yes, in like 2013 or so. I mean, you've been out there a long time with us. And now we're back with the all-new Road to Healthy Hair that we'll talk about soon. So listen, all that to say thank you. But, Praneet, what goes through your mind when you hear that we're up to our 600th radio show very soon? What goes through your mind?
Oh, my goodness, a lot goes through my mind. And just to think that I've been able to contribute. And Carrie, I just want to thank you for the opportunity or giving me an opportunity to be such a part of an amazing history with the Hair Radio. You know, I thank you. And you've opened up the doors for so many in this industry.
You.
And just
thank
to be
you.
A part of it, so to say, hey, I was a part of it. I'm a part of it. I'm grateful for that. So that's pretty much runs through my mind, being grateful to be a part of
You are you are very much deserving. So thank you, and we are happy to be here to be doing our thing. 600 broadcasts of a three-hour show, that's amazing. Now listen, speaking of amazing, let's turn the mic back over to Dr. James here. Listen, you have done quite a bit, and officially you are a trichologist. So I have got to tell the folks, and not just a trichologist, which is awesome and wonderful, we love that, but also a naturopathic doctor, correct? So I want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Yes.
And so, yes, and these things, I want you to tell our audience, tell everybody, Dr. Praneet James, because maybe some may not understand exactly what a trichologist does versus a naturopathic doctor and all of that. Fill us all in here at the Hair Radio Show.
Absolutely. Well, a trichologist, Carrie, is someone who has studied the science of hair and the scalp. So I do work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. Now, I decided to take it a step further with my naturopathic background, taking that multi-therapy approach, because about 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. So I like to get to the cause versus, you know, spinning the wheels of the, you know, the patient or the consumer. A lot of consumers do not realize that the hair is the barometer of your health. So a lot of times if you have issues stemming from the scalp or your hair just suddenly starts to fall out, it's something that needs to be redirected to the body system. So that's the approach I use. And by me using that approach, I have a very successful or a very phenomenal success rate.
I have to say this. When you say the hair is the barometer to the hair, you know what went through my mind? I thought to myself, I said, well, hold it. What is gray hair the barometer? Is that the barometer that you get in old, Carrie? Well, I couldn't help but think that. But listen, I understand. I'm making fun. But you know what? You've hit on such important points there, Dr. Praneet. I just have to say, and you're absolutely right. I have to talk about some of these, you know, when it comes to hair loss, we have to let folks know on some of those wonderful descriptive, what do they call, for abuse, when people are abusing their hair and they start to, their hair falls out and all of that thinning, you know, it starts to thin and so forth. And then let's go back. Let's start with the alopecia. Just give us a breakdown, a rundown, Dr. James, of some of these alopecias that are out there. There are too many to actually list, but give us a few.
Yeah, there are quite a few, but we'll kind of touch on the most typical types of alopecia that I see pretty much on an everyday, you know, basis within my practice. One being alopecia areata, which is normally misdiagnosed, and that's important too, being diagnosed properly. Because a lot of times patients that come into my office that have previously visited a dermatologist, and just to kind of point out, derma means skin and trich means hair. So a lot of times we're going to the dermatologist and they're taking more so a synthetic approach, providing you with cortisone injections and so forth, and just in general being misdiagnosed. So when we think of alopecia areata, alopecia in general is when your hair follicle starts to attack the immune system. It doesn't recognize when something is out of range within your body, your immune system doesn't recognize the hair follicle, so it starts to attack the hair follicles. That's what causes the hair loss. So that's alopecia. Alopecia is hair loss. Now, when we get into alopecia areata, alopecia areata is a perfect mosaic circle that can appear anywhere on the head. Okay, and normally when that happens is when someone has experienced traumatic or chronic stress. I find that to be very typical in a case where someone works for the government or they work for high-stress jobs wherein this is just part of their norm every day, in and out, chronic stress. So a lot of times they'll, you know, come in the office and they have this perfect mosaic circle that appear in the back of their head, on the side, on the top. But the way that you identify alopecia areata is a perfect circle, okay? And if it goes untreated, it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all facial hair.
Yeah.
Hair on the head and the facial hair. If it goes untreated, then it can go into what is called alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all
everywhere.
Exactly. So that's a very common form. The second form that I'm seeing very typical within the African American community is traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is
that's the one I was trying to think of earlier. Yes, the traction alopecia.
Yes. So traction alopecia is when you've caused trauma to the hair follicle, tight braids, glue, overprocessing of chemical, you know, relaxers, et cetera. So if it's caught in its earlier stages, of course, it can be, you know, restored if you had about a 50%. Also, a lot of consumers do not realize that the hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease, stages 1 through 4. So my patient and I conduct a microscopic analysis. So that tells me exactly what stage they're in, what, you know, whether or not the follicles are dormant, you know, if they have any activity, you know, et cetera. So that's the second form. And the last one I want to kind of discuss is, and, you know, of course, there's so many. We can go on and on. But for time's sake purposes, I would probably address androgenetic alopecia, where it's genetically caused. And it can form in two different types of shapes or types. You have male pattern baldness or patterns. Male pattern baldness or female pattern baldness. Now, it's not uncommon that a male can have female pattern baldness, okay? That's when you maintain the hairline and the hair loss starts behind the hairline. Okay, and then, of course, you have male pattern baldness, kind of reminds you of George Jefferson, you know, type shape.
The donut.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. So that's how you identify the type of hair loss. Now, normally, if you know that hair loss, you know, occurs in your family, it is hereditary, you want to start to take those proactive steps to protect the hair follicle, to care for the hair, you know, et cetera. But those are the most commonly forms. Of course, we can get into scarring alopecia, which is normally misdiagnosed, but that can be caused by chemical damage, pressing combs, and a lot of toxins built up within the follicle. Yeah, so.
Well, I love it. I mean, I appreciate the information, so I do love that you're sharing this, because that is the thing in the community. We don't take the time. We just want what we want. We want the styles. We want this. We want that. And we don't take enough time with our hair until it's sometimes too late. But I appreciate you taking a moment to share. Dr. Pranit James is our guest today on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I've also got to say, Dr. James, I am so excited because we've launched our 24-hour network of Hair and Beauty Talk. So if you're not listening live, you're listening back to our amazing playback on our 24-hour network. So that's over at HAIRadio.com, where we play Hair and Beauty Talk around the clock. So I just want to say you're of the first to be with us again as we have relaunched this 24-hour network. So is that not just awesome?
That is amazing. I'm so
Thank you so much. You got it. Now, I have to turn to, in recent times, you've come back to the Hair Radio Show, our blog talk show, and we've talked about this a little bit from time to time, but I really want to delve into it. Now, a lot of folks are dealing, let me just kind of change over a little bit to beard care. Beards are big. Big business. Yeah, and I did not know that it was going to be this big when I set out to create my products. So I want to talk about your products now, Dr. Pranit James. Okay. So, yes, and I want to talk about all of this that you have discovered in the beard. I call it the beard business. So tell us what this is all about. And who is the Beard Huntress? Fill us in. Dr. Pranit James, fill us in.
Yes, yes. Let me start off to say, Carrie, that a lot, especially within our industry, a lot of stylists are really sleeping on the beard industry. Right now, the beard industry is over a $23 billion industry and is expecting to rise at about 7.7% by 2025. So if you are not within the industry, if you are not engaging within beard care, you need to. So I want to start off, you know, just as for the business side of it, definitely is worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
From my perspective, me as the beard huntress, let me get into that. That actually started out as a really fun project for me because, you know, I'm normally serious and a serious
guy. Yes, yes, yes.
So for me to look, that's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? But what, you know, what I do. So I started out in the beer industry about 3 years ago. I branded myself as the Beer Huntress. My tagline has always been, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then when I came out with this really fun and trendy logo, it's like, oh, my God, what is Dr. Pranit James doing?
Like
I said, it's a fun project. But as I got into it, Carrie, I realized that, hey, the beard is hair, right? So
yes.
That's the approach that I took, even with formulating my beard care line. I took that scientific trichology approach. Now, I already
exactly.
had a brand that was recognized and it was trusted. You know, people knew me for growing the hair back. When they had a hair issue, they would come to me to help restore the hair. So the
exactly.
same thing, that's the approach I took, and even with me formulating my beard care line, I formulated my beard care line around the science of the hair. So that's why my, you know, my beard gentlemen, they're seeing such amazing results. You know, they want their beard to grow. You know, they want to fill in those areas that are not connecting. They have bald patches. The beard is dry. It's the same thing as the hair. So, again, I took that approach and I formulated my, you know, beard care line to promote that fast beard growth. It, you know, repairs, it activates the hair follicle, it softens the conditions, and it's going to provide that gentleman with a healthy, shining luster. So throughout the duration of my career, I just kind of listened prior to formulating my own line. I kind of listened to the many challenges that the gentlemen were experiencing, and that's kind of how I formulated the line. And at the end of the day, when my customers, when these bearded gentlemen use my line, I can be confident that they're going to actually achieve the goals that they desire for their beard. And at the end of the day, the beard is always the hair, the bearded hair and the skin is always going to go back to its proper pH of 4.5 to 5.5. I look at everything as a trichologist in numbers. If it doesn't add up, it doesn't make sense. So that's how I look at it.
Well, very good. And what I'd like to add to that is that you don't have to have your own Dr. Pranit James, but you know, as a scientist, as a person who is in, you are the official trichologist as far as I'm concerned, and you know the hair business. So we love it. And I love the products. You know, so I want to tell everybody, absolutely, let's talk about the products a little bit. Give the official name and describe some of the products that you have released in this line. We're not going to keep it a secret. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Absolutely not. My particular product line, and I'll get into what I'm releasing. I'm going to let it out the hat today.
Awesome.
My original beard care line, I launched 2 months ago. I did a pre-sale, and as soon as I put it out there, Carrie, it sold out completely. So I'm like, okay,
wow.
Oh, my God. So that was confirmation that I'm doing the right thing. But getting more into my beard care line, my original line consists of 6 products, okay? Of course, I have the beard wash. It's for all beard types. So that's going to cleanse and hydrate the beard. Especially right now during the hotter months, it's very important that my bearded gentlemen shampoo their beard every day, especially if they're really active, they perspire a lot, they exercise, they work out, because the sweat from the minerals of the sweat deposits on the hair shaft or the beard shaft, and it makes that beard very dry and brittle. So it's very important to have a clean, clear foundation before coming in with any of the products. So that's going to take care of the itchiness, properly cleanse. So that's the first product, and that comes in an 8.8 ounce. A lot of the lines that I see on the market, they're pretty much offering maybe a 4 ounce or 6 ounce.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're giving a lot. You're really giving a lot of product.
Exactly. And by my product line being highly concentrated, they don't have to use a whole lot. So my products will last them anywhere, depending upon the length and the density of the beard. It can last that gentleman anywhere between 3 to 12 months. So
that's amazing.
It's very cost effective as well.
Exactly.
So the second product I've added to my line is also an 8.8 ounce beard conditioner. The beard conditioner, a lot of times when you look at a beard care line, they skip over the conditioner. Normally,
right.
They'll do like a balancing shampoo that has the conditioner built in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that the gentlemen, guys, they don't like fussy, and I understand.
No, we don't like fussy.
Yeah, you don't like fussy. It's very simple. But even by taking the necessary steps to build the proper pH of the beard shaft, my resin only takes 5 minutes if followed properly. So coming in with conditioner, I added a conditioner. Like I said, I designed it around the science of the hair. There's no way possible that you can bring that beard shaft to the proper pH level by using a balancing shampoo, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you want to come in and properly cleanse first. Once we take everything out, now we want to replenish, okay? So my beard conditioner is going to come in and moisturize and condition that beard. And by the way, all of my products are 100% natural. They're derived from natural products, okay? So you don't have to worry about any type of irritation and so forth. So that's going to add that slip
awesome.
To that.
Yes.
Okay? So you let that sit in for a few minutes, rinse, okay? And now we're moving into the beard serum, okay? That's another product that's lacking out of a lot of the lines. And I'm not bashing lines. I just kind of step back to see what I needed to add to my line, listening to the challenges and seeing what was going on with my, bearded kings and, what they needed, okay? So the third product is a one ounce beard serum. And you're probably saying 1 ounce, that's not a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like a little drop.
However, again, keep in mind, you do not have to use a lot of my product. The length and the density of the beard. Someone with a smaller beard, like a goatee, they only need to use one pump, okay? And that's the beard serum. And they all apply that. That's designed to detangle the beard. That's designed to come in and soften that beard. And especially a lot of the guys get really tangly and they're really
forced. Yes, that's what I suffer from, yes.
Right, by the neckline, that serum is going to loosen it up and elongate their hair shaft right underneath as well. So I designed that beard serum to do so. So a lot of the guys, they love the beard serum, okay, because it keeps the beard shiny and smooth, and that also.
Now, what about the smell of these products? What about the smell of these products, Dr. Brittany King?
I designed it around like a sandalwood type smell. Soft, it's manly, but it's not too much. What I'm finding, you don't want to be
not too sweet.
It's not too sweet. It's very manly. It kind of reminds me of Armani type fragrance. Soft, but it's not overpowering. So you have a lot of signature fragrances. So getting in offering a lot of different fragrances and, and so forth is just too much. So I decided to with my signature fragrance, which is very appealing. I've gotten nothing but raves about it. The guys love it, and it doesn't, interrupt what they currently wear.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
back to that beard serum. I also designed my beard care line to cater to color-treated beards and gray, because a lot of times you have to keep in mind, I'm seeing a lot of beard oils on the market that are different colors, and they're doing all these different. You have to keep in mind with gray beards, if you add color, or color oils and different things and try to add all these different fragrances, sometimes that can discolor the beard. So if it's white and you add red oil, what you're going to have, a pink beard, right?
Exactly.
I kept that in mind as well. So when I formulated my product line, I designed it and I incorporated UVA and UVB protectants to protect the beard shaft from environmental damage, and also to even out the porosity of the beard. So coming in with that serum is very important not to skip that step. So following the beard serum, we're going to come in with the beard oil, okay? And it is a beard growth oil, so it's also going to help to promote fast beard growth, and keep that skin underneath properly nourished without clogging. The base of it is
that's important
oil.
Too. Yeah.
Yes, very, very important. Jojoba oil is, that's just one of, you know, my ingredients within, is a universal oil.
Yes.
You know, you may think, you know, I'll use coconut oil and so forth. You have to be careful with coconut oil, because coconut, keep in mind, when coconut oil gets cold, or the temperature.
Oh, yeah. It's solid.
This year, you know, the temperature always staying airy. So that's another product. That's a 2 ounce.
It's like the coconut oil knows exactly when it's wintertime. I don't know how it does, but it does.
Yes. Yes. And if it's hardening, you got to think of what it's going to do to the beard shaft.
Exactly.
That is a 2 ounce beard growth oil. And then, of course, I have the balm. I love balm. I love the texture of it. Then, you know, working with beard care lines for, you know, a few years, you know, a lot of the beard balms that I've worked with was kind of gritty. I designed it to be very smooth. It melts. I say it melts in your hand and also your beard. So my guys love that. It gives it the proper hold without overpowering and being greasy and heavy. And it gives it that nice illumination.
Finish.
I love it. And then, of course, that's a 2 ounce. Again, you don't have to use a whole lot.
Wow.
And then my last product within my signature line is my aftershave. Very, very important. Aftershave with the ingrown hairs. Also, they can use it as a shaving lotion to touch up their, you know, the edge of their beard. A lot of barbers that I see that I work with and kind of mentor, they're using the razor on dry skin, not realizing that's damaging the surface of the skin. So you do need something to help moisturize, add that moisturization and hydration back into the skin itself and repair the skin. And also it helps with the ingrown hairs, the bumps.
The things we don't like. Yes.
Yes.
But it's important. Yes.
I designed my beard care line, you know, I think I really had a phenomenal solid foundation. That is my original line. And then I will be next month when I appear at the Bronner Brothers hair show, I'm going to be releasing my Beard Huntress exclusive line. And I'm really excited about that because that's going to consist of my beard growth spray. That's going to go a little bit more in detail and helping these guys really connect and target those, you know, hair follicles and get the beard to grow in a whole lot fuller and so forth, and to help to also nourish, you know, that skin underneath. So that's one product that I'm adding to the exclusive line. And then also I have a shaving gel. I'm sorry, I said a shaving gel, but aftershave within my original, but my exclusive is going to have a shaving gel. So I'm excited about that. And some other great initiatives. I have my bamboo wooden comb and brush collection that I'll be releasing.
I'm excited.
Yes, that wooden beard, wooden combs and so forth is so
It's really good.
And circulation and so forth. A lot of bearded gentlemen, they're using plastic and metal.
Exactly.
And simply, what that causes is diffuse breakage throughout the beard shaft. Or if you're using wooden combs and wooden accessories, that's going to help to glide. It actually absorbs the natural oils and sebum. So it's going to automatically glide throughout the beard shaft and nourish and condition the beard as you are, you know, combing.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, it is just phenomenal to have you to describe the benefits of these amazing products. And I just want to remind folks that we're going to have to figure out a way to get your products through Hair Radio. We want to be able to offer these amazing products through our beautiful website and all that wonderful stuff. We'll have to work out all those wonderful details, Dr. James. But I love it. I love it. I love it. We've got to do that because, you know what, you hit on a lot of wonderful things in the way that you describe your signature line, and I love it. So we're going to be looking out for all the things that you release. And so, but also through social media. So how do they find you through Facebook and all that wonderful good stuff, or any social media you want to share today?
Absolutely. They can find me at Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on Instagram as well as Facebook. In addition, they can also locate me on my The Beard Huntress pages, Instagram, and Facebook as well. And, of course, they can always email me at drpreneekjames@gmail.com. And then, of course, I'm just one phone call away, 757-914-5393. I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay. Well, Dr. Preneek James, I want to thank you again for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It gets no better than all that in having you here to talk about hair and beauty. And you will be at our upcoming show. I'm going to, you know, make some big announcements very soon, and we'll have you to weigh in on all of that. And, of course, you've got to come back for our 600th special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're going to be real excited to have you come back and to talk about all that.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, if it is mid-show and it is Tuesday, I want to say I have to bring to the line my incredible co-star, of course, you guys know, Nicole Marie. Happy mid-show, Nicole Marie.
Good morning and happy mid-show.
All right. Well, listen, it is August 30th, and the month of August just kind of blew on by.
Yeah, it has flown by so fast.
It really did. One of my business consultants, they were like, well, they wished me happy birthday, and I said, last month. And I'm like, it's still August. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're right. This really happened today, you know, already, early this morning. Here we go. So anyway, tomorrow's the last day of August. And like you said, it just flew by.
Yes.
So anyway, big stuff going on. The folks have been tuned in. It's been an incredible Tuesday, as always.
Yes,
here on the show. Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit. First, a lot of things happened when I put up this about Carapy over the weekend. You guys know, for us, we're off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from the live 3-hour show. So Tuesday mornings are always, that's our first day back on the air. So it's like a Monday if you think about it like that. So anyway, I put up this whole thing, a beautiful digital banner that said Carapy Week. And on it, we had our gallon sizes of Carapy, which were like
so
big.
Nice.
Huge gallons of shampoo and our wonderful Carapy conditioner. I was just like, wow, this is really something. Yeah, huge sizes. They are for the professionals. So, like I said, we put it out there as Carapy Week. We wanted to kind of officially kick that off today on this broadcast. And which we're going to be, you know, kind of dropping some knowledge about the wonderful Carapy products, really introducing you guys, or reintroducing in a lot of cases, to, you know, what Carapy is all about.
Right.
And so I'm real excited about it. We're going to continue to talk about some of the products, you know, some of the items in the line, and also the benefits. Because, you know, yes, we have a professional line for our hairstylists. And barbers out there, we have professional products,
but we also have a consumer line, retail sizes that you guys who are dealing with hair loss, and you're not a hairstylist and you're not in the industry, you're dealing with thinning hair, you're dealing with some of these kind of issues
right.
that, you know, that you've been kind of battling, so to speak, and quiet and be, you know, kind of like hidden or whatever. So now we're able to address that, and you know that Kerapi is a complete hair growth line.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And that's what we call it. It's a hair growth system, and I'm real proud of that. And the scalp stimulation is really what does it, and we have responded to that by being one of the few companies that uses caffeine to infuse for hair growth.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so we're real excited about it. Most of the other ones use peppermint or something like that.
Right.
But, yeah, we specialize and we love it. And our scent is mocha. Mocha, man. Mocha. Yes, I love it. It is delicious. It's delicious for your hair. Don't you try drinking it or eating it or any of that
No,
stuff.
Please don't do that.
Although I do want to say it smells fabulous.
Wow.
It's a fabulous smell. So that's, you know, so Kerapi Week. Kicking off today on this very special edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so happy about it. And, you know, just lots of wonderful things. And, you know, I just also have to remember to shout Michael out. Michael Hopkins will be coming up
Michael
shortly.
Hopkins.
Yeah, he'll be joining us shortly. Real excited to talk a little bit about what's happening at the end of today's broadcast. You guys know
he's
brings up the end there at 8:30, the last part of the show, last half hour, with Vet Talk Radio Show. And we're going to get into all of that. So I'm going to save some of that for Michael. He'll be with us in a bit. He'll get into all of that. So now, yes, so let's talk about you, Nicole Marie, and your wonderful girl power flag. I feel like there's always a girl power flag, Nicole Marie, flying out there.
Yes.
So what's going on?
Girl power.
We're going to be girl power. Okay, all right.
Well,
so now.
Girl power, let me give a shout out to all of the young girls and the women out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know earlier I had talked about the kids going back to school when my kids were going back. That was a few weeks ago. But there are other children right now, this past week and this next week coming up, across the country that are going back to school now.
Yeah, in a little bit. So there are some states. Now, Nicole Marie is in Mississippi, by the way. So that's where she is.
And
so your state and some of the other states, they have already started. And then I'm in New York, so I think it's right after Labor Day, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to be on the way, folks. So this is get yourselves together. I do want to say this on that, Nicole Marie, and I salute the women out there and the moms who are helping, and the dads for that much. This is really great. So we're gonna take girl power today and turn it into family power, because it takes the whole clan,
takes the whole family to make it work.
And exactly, and that's very important. So thank you for reminding us about that. And I did want to talk about that because I've been seeing it on the news about the kids going back to school, and it's a different world. It's not even the same world that they left when school was over for summer break.
Things have changed.
So
it's so much.
Everything has changed. And so I'm so happy to have you on with us to kind of, you know, keep us tuned in literally to some of these things. Now, I also have to say some of my friends have already said they've been school shopping, talking about going back to school for the kids. And prices, some of them have gone down a bit.
Some have gone down and some have gone up,
Okay, the going up is never fun. Yeah, that's never fun. You know, I just remember, listen, when I was a kid, real quick, on and, you know, it was time to go school shopping. I'll tell you what, my mom, she went, we were able to go school shopping right in the closet because I had five other brothers who were all
so
older.
You could pick whatever you would like, huh?
I had no problem with clothes, okay? Now, they might have already had holes in the knees, but they were clothes. I'm just teasing.
Right.
I had, my mom would take me school shopping, so we all went school shopping every summer. That was the highlight of our whole summer.
Right.
Doing school shopping, yeah.
Right.
So,
we did too. I had a brother that was 10 years younger, and we were always so excited to go shopping.
Yeah.
Get ready for school.
Yes. It was always exciting.
Get a new pair of shoes, and yeah. So exciting.
Well, I loved all of that and the notebook. I used to love getting a new notebook. and we're not talking about a laptop, folks. we were talking about literally a book, and that's a paper and something that you write on and the
right.
utensil that you write with.
Right.
So, yeah, those were the wonderful old days. So I salute all the moms. I salute the families. I salute the kids who are trying to navigate this strange new world that I don't think I could have been ready for if I were growing up in this time. So I
really?
Just...
okay.
No, I don't. I think when I look at what the children today must deal with.
Have to go through. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So
are
much.
You kidding me? I just
so
had
much.
To decide if I would. Yeah, I was still trying to figure out how did the electric pencil sharpener work.
You know? Yeah, the kids have so much fun.
Yeah.
So much on them.
I don't know about any active shooter and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
I don't know anything.
Right.
What in the world? We'll talk about that stuff
They're
on another
forced
show.
Forced to grow up so much faster, yes.
They were forced to grow up. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, you know, just what can I say? It's just I'm hoping that there is a world for these kids. So let's
right.
do what we have to do as grown-ups and pay attention to everything so we can ensure
yeah,
that they
yes,
have
we can.
The same kind of things that we had,
exactly.
you know, if it's not too late. Want to say, so again, we got Carapy Week. We're going to be talking about Carapy, shampoo, Carapy conditioner, the hair growth oil, the ingredients, the benefits of it, all of that over the next five, well, we'll say throughout the whole rest of the week. So we
That's
want you guys
great.
To, yeah, to kind of stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Now, I have to say this past, we talked about the weekend and that we're off Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We have to acknowledge that just wrapped yesterday, and that's the Bronner Brothers Beauty
yes,
Show.
The beauty show in Miami.
75 years.
Wow.
This year it was down in Miami Beach, which was at the convention center down there. Just saw some of the amazing pictures. I've shared them on Facebook. You guys will see some of that out there. You know, so what can we say when it comes to these you know, this long-running beauty show that has just
right.
influenced
amazing.
So many
yes.
folks and so
exactly.
many generations.
Yes.
The Bronner Brothers family, you know, it was started from the two brothers, you know, which one had like six kids, if you will, like six boys, I know.
Okay.
And so one of those we get to work with right here through Upscale Magazine,
cool.
doing our Upscale Magazine radio and all of that. So real good stuff and just a wonderful
right.
family. They've been
great
a
to
big,
be connected. Yeah.
Very, very great indeed. So the folks, they had a great time this weekend. We saw, like I said, some of the pictures out there. You guys can go online. You can certainly go to Our Hair Radio online community. Again, that's at HAIradio.com. I understand that some new folks have signed up. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, you can see we're going to put some little articles there and, you know, to just support
Brana Brothers and
right.
Girl Magazine and all of that.
A great show. Yeah. I know my hairdresser went this weekend, so I saw some of her pictures, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it.
Oh, well, I'm excited as well. We put up some that they were actually holding the Upscale magazine. So real excited, and I'm real proud of that. And we've got a lot to talk about as it pertains to the magazine coming up. Yeah, so later in the week, we're going to be covering the magazine, what's going on. We've got some surprises. I think you're going to love it. So we're going to really break all of that down for you a little later in the week. Great. Now, speaking of guests and things that we're going to be talking about, on the broadcast, I've got to say, coming up, let me just go ahead and put this one out there. Coming up on tomorrow's show, on Wednesday, we have a very special guest. And I should say not just one, but quite a few folks will be joining us. It's the entire cast of a great new movie called Angie's Cure.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you haven't heard about it, you've got to Google it. It's called Angie's Cure. You'll see my posting about it as well through Facebook and as well as in the Hair Radio online community. Really great stuff. We're talking with the entire cast. It's probably the first time on the Hair Radio Morning Show that we have been able to get up close with an actual entire cast of
exciting.
Four. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. So that's going to be Wednesday right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show at about 8:00 in the morning. So they're in our spotlight, so that's going to be really, really nice. And again, it's called Angie's Cure. And so just to quickly break it down a little bit for you, I'm understanding that, it's a little bit of a thriller, but it has a lot of all kinds of turns and twists and all of that.
Okay.
So I think, you don't want to miss this. You really don't.
Looking
I think
forward
it's gonna
to it.
Be, yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting. So, real happy with all of that. Now, let me see what else is kind of going on out there in the way of the hair and beauty world of hair radio. Kind of want to say we've talked about Upscale, which, again, this is the Money Long issue, in case you've forgotten. It was on the
cover.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous lady and very talented. And we want you guys to pick up this particular issue if you have not. And the layout inside the magazine is incredible. But we're going to, again, go pretty much page for page on Friday's show. So I'm real, real excited about that. So that's going to be really nice. And also, just want to take a moment. You guys know, you've probably already heard it play. And if you haven't, we'll be running it a few times today and throughout the month. And first, let me just say to all of our incredible legacy advertisers that you've been listening to throughout the years here, folks like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care.
Yeah.
Also, some of the new folks who've been joining us in recent times, we have Organic Love Collection. You guys know it. Shanta sometimes joins us here. Real happy about that. Also, Shanta Love, that is. And also, welcoming on this particular episode, like I said, you're going to be hearing this wonderful commercial, if you have it again. It's Roots Rock Salon. And that's shouting out Ms. Siobhan over in West Orange, New Jersey. So real happy about that. And it kind of has a therapy connection. We'll talk a little bit about that, too. I'm going to have her on soon, too, kind of bring up the speed on all of that. So lots of things. And as far as the others, we got a boatload of new, wonderful new advertisers and sponsors and people who are really trying to keep this dream alive. And we thank you. We will be getting your commercials all on. Yeah, it's really good stuff. So, Nicole Marie, I'm really pleased. We've been doing some really good stuff.
Oh, my. Yes. Exciting. Looking
forward
to this week.
Yes. So what do you think? Have you had a chance to check out Angie's Cure?
I have not had a chance to check out Angie's Cure, but I will be checking it out.
Yes, indeed.
You said thriller. Ooh, yes, most definitely.
Well, it's a thriller, and it's got a very powerful message with it. And it is a bit strong, so you want to, parents, do your due diligence and check out, read all that information. But I think it's really incredible. And it's got a cast that we love, people we know. I recognize quite a few of the cast members, sure. So I want you guys to please, absolutely. So tomorrow at 8, we'll be, chatting with them again and be able to really drill it down. So I'm looking forward to everything and what we got coming up. Yeah, Coffee Tea Conversations will be up next. And then at about 8:30 Eastern time today, I'm super excited for the next installment of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Of course, you guys know with Michael Hopkins. Yeah. So now I want to turn back over to Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, you do so much out there and helping all the women and always have a positive. Well, you do. You do a great job. And it's about balance. And you seem to be doing that. So what advice do you give to the rest of us, mere mortals, who need to find that balance? Any advice on finding balance?
Finding balance, yes. First and foremost, realize that you cannot do everything yourself. Mm. We are super women, but we can't handle everything. You know, we can't just take care of everything. We have to have some help. So it's okay to say no if it gets to be too much. It's okay to ask others for help, whether it's help with the kids, whether it's dropping them off, picking them up. You may have some other parents that can kind of help carpool to help you out. It could be your spouse or just other family members. Ask them for help. Because if you run yourself down, you're not going to be any good to anybody. You're not going to be any good to yourself, to the kids, or to the rest of your family. So you have to take care of yourself, and please ask for help.
You got to ask for help.
Yes.
It's a shame that it's, because I was thinking, I said, well, gee, it takes a lot trying to raise kids and do all these things and run a household and work.
It does.
And folks expect you to do it perfectly, too.
right. And just in our household, there are certain days that my family knows, okay, mom's not cooking on this day, we're ordering pizza or something. Or my husband knows, okay, on a particular day, okay, you cook dinner. Give me a break. So, you have to kind of balance that.
He chips in and will make the dinner that night.
He does.
Very nice.
He certainly
does. We got to shout. Always got to shout out. So that's really cool. Good stuff. Okay.
Yes. But you have to have help. We can't go full speed every single day doing everything and not have any help. And then there are some days that I even let the kids fix their own dinner. It's something simple, but they can fix their own dinner to give me a break so I don't have to.
Exactly.
Just simple things like that.
That's really nice. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to pour that bowl of cereal so quick.
Now, that's what my youngest does real quick.
That was my favorite.
Not only with cooking, but just with other tasks as well. Whether it's doing laundry or just other things around the house. You know,
yeah,
the kids are big enough. Let the kids
children can help
let them
well.
Do what they
yeah.
do. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm loving it. Well, you always give us the right understanding about balance and doing things and just staying positive. And you're
yes.
doing such a great job out there and leading
Thank
the charge.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
That's what it leads me always back to that mug, that girl power mug you
girl
always talk about
mug.
On your show.
Oh yes, girl power.
Now,
girl
I saw,
power.
You know, before we wrap on our host chat today for this Tuesday, August 30th of 2022. Our, yes, indeed. We have got to talk. You posted in the Hair Radio Online community something about being a woman, I think you said. So what was that all about? Was that kind of relevant,
yes.
you know, fitting into
it
that?
Says,
in,
it says,
yes.
I am a woman. What is your superpower? Almost just like what we were just talking about with finding balance and so forth. We
yes.
as women just do so much. We can multitask like nobody else can. And we
naturally,
have so many things.
Right?
Yes, it's naturally.
You do
it naturally,
naturally
just
yeah.
comes to us and we just do it. And I truly believe that, you know, we have superpowers because we get it done. Whatever needs to be taken care of, we take care of it.
And so. You know what? As a guy, I am saluting you right now. So thank you for all that you guys, that you women are doing out there and the ladies. You're holding it down. All right.
Yes.
So listen, and leading the way in many ways. So let's just put that on out there. Let's just, you're not just, you know, doing the cooking and the cleaning.
Exactly.
You're doing everything that's
everything.
Necessary to be a full partner in making
that's
sure
it.
That the family.
Take care of home, take care of work.
Exactly.
Whatever we need to take care of, yes.
Yeah. So I'm very pleased and happy to hear. So, all right. So on that note, Nicole Marie, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to, some of the areas that you want to cover, that you want to introduce your fans to, anything in particular? And Nicole Marie, we're going to be talking about some big news with Nicole Marie. And
yes,
we're talking
I'm
big
excited.
Business news. Let's
yes.
just put it on
big
out there.
News.
Yeah,
yes.
business news. We're not going
to
say what it is exactly, but on Thursday, I don't think
out.
You want to miss Thursday's show
right.
in the third hour, in the spotlight hour. So it's going to be really nice. We got a special guest coming back as well, I believe, and she'll be with us. So it's going to be fun.
Right.
So just a lot of stuff
right.
happening on the show. So what are some
Wonderful.
Of the things, what anything else you wanted to mention that you wanted us to kind of pay attention to or just taking it easy?
Well,
just breathe.
That's coming up. More information on girl power, more interesting topics. Definitely want to focus in on health and wellness. It is crucial
oh,
for
yeah.
us as part of having balance is taking care of our bodies. So definitely going to dig into that. Give some tips for that, talk about some different issues that we need to look out for dealing with health and wellness. So definitely looking to dig into that in the upcoming shows, most definitely.
Awesome. It gets no better than that then. All right. So listen, Nicole Marie, as always, I love host chat. I really
I
do. It's a great time for us to kind of dig in and kind of, you know, just literally take a good look at everything that's kind of happening. And
exactly.
Today's show number 748. Show, ooh, 748.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, real happy about that. So, all right.
Yes.
So with that being said, I just want to, again, just say just awesome time. Stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it is again Tuesday morning. It's August 30th of 2022. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. And I want to just kind of get everybody, we're working everybody in. Of course, you guys have been listening, and right before Queen Shaka Khan and her song, I Love You, I Live You, which I'm a big fan. Just wanted to toss that throwback moment in for you guys as well. We were talking about balance and finding balance, which is an ongoing theme here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Nicole Marie, she was just talking about all of that. I'm going to kind of continue the line. That'll be the question of the day as we bring on the Queen of Candles, of course, from Divine Energy Candles. We're talking about the one and only Blue. We are so excited, out of Jacksonville, Florida. It is my great honor to welcome to the broadcast this week for the Scent of the Day talk and so much more. Good morning, Blue. You're on with Carrie Hines. Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Hi. How's everyone doing today?
We're just doing great and fancy. You know, good. Tuesday's like our Monday on the show. And always so crazy, because, you know, it's always so super busy. We have so much to get into that we're literally chomping at the bit by Tuesday morning. So I'm so super, super hyped, and had a few cups of coffee already, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting started. Yeah. So I've got to ask you, Michael's going to join us in just a moment, but what do you, you know how we always talk about the Scent of the Day. I think I might have to trademark that line, that moniker there, because I love that, the Scent of the Day. Mm-hmm. And you know, we always have a scent that we share here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's midday, and this has become an integral part of our broadcast, because it's you know, we try to do things that are inspiring and aspirational each day, and for some reason, to me, the candles just fit right into that. I know I say this often, but it's really true. It just automatically fits into that. And maybe it's just me, because, like I always say, I'm a big candle man. I might have to coin that one too. But I really mean that. So it fits in. So what is the scent of the day down in Jacksonville, or everywhere? From Divine Energy.
Yes, everywhere. Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I would say today the scent of the day is outdoor camp. And outdoor camp is getting the benefit of the good outdoors while enjoying this aromatic scent. The top notes for this is black pepper, apple, citrus. The middle note is lavender, rosemary, and magnolia rose. And the base is a woody oak moss with a tonka bean and patchouli musk.
So can you just read for me all day long and just say all those words all day long?
I can. Yeah. I can do this for hours and hours and hours. I can.
Oh, we love that. Because, you know, and I said, why do we always, every day we just look forward to the scent of the day from Divine Energy Candles? What? Where did that come from?
I picked this scent specifically because I worked on this scent over the weekend for another customer, and I did it with the color green. And after it set and got all nice and, you know, hard and all, the candle smelled so amazing. It was so different. Yeah. And it's one of the newer scents, you know, and I was really, really taken back by how soft and beautiful that scent is, actually. So, yeah.
Wow.
I had to go with
that. I'm loving it. I am loving it. We've got to remind everybody, Divine Energy Candles. Now, you know, you've just turned into the candle master. You know, you really have. And we can call you a million names with these, Divine. We can. We can really call because it means something. And what you're doing, the passion of what you are doing just comes through. And that's something that we say quite often here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. When you're doing something that old saying about if you do something you love, you never have to work a day in your life.
That's right.
Well,
it doesn't feel like
something.
Work to me at all, right?
It doesn't
That's
feel
true.
Like work, except it is work. But you really make it nice for us, and we love that. Now, I don't know if you heard any of this, but right before Shaka, we were talking about finding balance, as we so often do on the show. We talked a little bit about it last week. But I want to revisit this, and I really do, and I think that what you're doing automatically helps to add to that finding balance in your life, taking time to reflect and some me time. And that's what the candles, I think that's what it represents, at least for me, that just being able to focus on yourself and things that matter to you that may be bigger than you are out there, we'll put it that way. But what do you think about it? So how does the Divine Energy Candles kind of play into that helping to find balance? That's the question of the day for Blue.
Well, when it's time for me to really just sit down and center myself, I try to at least do 30 minutes of meditation. And meditation for me consists of course, burning my candles, my sage, getting my crystals out, setting them up in front of me, and just, like I said, taking that time, ground myself, and just meditate for at least a good 30 minutes, at least.
Wow.
Because it's important.
And
because,
how do you feel
I mean,
after that?
All during the week, we're all over the place. You know, during the week, I know I am. I'm really all over the place. I'm doing candles. I'm doing pop-up shops. I'm doing private orders. You know, I'm everywhere. So you got to get at least 30 minutes, at least once or twice a week, to just sigh, breathe, and let go.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow.
Really
I can't. And let go, you said. I love that. Blue, that's deep all by itself.
Absolutely. You have to.
Wow. Okay. Now, what's next? Now, we're going to talk next week. We're still always, because we're ushering in. Actually, I think Thursday is really the first of the month here for September. We'll be ushering in month, and we're gonna go back to talking more about the candle of the month. So we'll do that. We'll revisit all of that a little later this week. But I'm most happy. One of these days, we'll have to do a candle workshop right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So hopefully we can get to all that stuff. So remember, I'm gonna talk through the radio show just like my our broadcast friend Wendy Williams always talking through the show. We're going to talk right through the radio show. Call me over there, Blue. After the show, call me today. So give me a call later. We'll catch up, okay? And so I'm real excited about that. We've got to bring to the line one of our broadcast partners. You guys know Michael Hopkins. We're happy to have him jump on into the conversation this morning on Coffee Tea Conversations. You know, we do it 7:30 each morning or thereabouts somewhere. And he's from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Before we switch over, just want to touch on the weather. There's so much going on with the weather right now. So, Blue, let me just, before we get to Michael, what's the weather like down in Jacksonville, Florida? How's it going down there? Because it's so crazy right now.
It's been raining. Yesterday, it was a lot of rain yesterday. Today, we're starting off light, very light clouds. However, they said by 9 o'clock, we could have more rain today. Not extremely hot out there at all. Yeah, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, we are just you know, just, you know, be mindful of the weather, of course. And talking about the that centering and stuff, remember there's something way bigger than us out there. We are sending love and just support to all of our fans all over the country who are dealing with this really horrible weather. And really around the world, we have folks, and you know, all the way in Pakistan and everywhere else, and they're dealing with a lot of the climate change issues and so much. And so all of these huge amounts of water and just crazy right now. So thank you so much for that update. And just keep us informed in your location. Here in Brooklyn, New York, it's a little cloudy for us, too. And I check our weather annals and see what's going on these days. And we'll have to share a little bit more with you as the days go on. Thank you so much for that, Blue. Divine Energy Candles. Boy, you've got the right name. Divine Energy Candles. Luxury candle line. We love it. Good job. No, you really do. All right. We got it third through the Hopper. You guys know him. He will be up today at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central time for a new edition of Vet Talk Radio Show. We're talking about the one and only Michael the Hopper Hopkins. Michael Hopkins out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy mid-show. It's August 30th, our show number 748. We're live at 7:45 Eastern Time. Michael Hopkins, how are you?
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning,
Blue.
It's mid-show.
It's
mid-show. You're on with Blue, myself, and just so much of us want to talk a little bit. First, let's just get the weather out there. How's the weather in your area in Spotsylvania, Virginia? What is it going? What's going on down there? Everybody's reeling so much with this crazy weather. Are you guys having any issues down there?
Oh, no, it's not raining or anything down here. It is a beautiful, sunny day.
We're packing up and coming through Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Hey, it works for me.
There you go. Well, Michael, speaking of which, now you've been listening to the broadcast today. Do you have any takeaways for everybody mid-show?
Well, I just balance. That is a key word. Balance.
Oh, you heard that. Okay.
Right. It is a key word, and I was thinking about it myself. Reason being, a lot of people, Carrie and Blue, a lot of people think just because you have that magic word in front of you and it says you're retired, people think you're kind of like sitting around eating bonbons, watching TV all day, and you have nothing to do. So people call you up, and they want you to do stuff for them. It's the middle of the day, and I just thought I'd call just to do this and that. And people
do you
just
ever
don't
shout
understand.
Them out? No.
Yeah, or I do the next best thing. I do not answer the phone. And police work, that's called a clue. That's what it's called, a clue in police work. And I'm not trying to be funny, you know, Carrie and Blue, I'm not trying to be funny. What I'm trying to explain to them is that those days where I had to be multitasking and running and doing, those days are over for me. I'm done with all of that. It's me and wife's time. That's what time is, and pet time, and grandkids time. And that's
so
what it is now.
Just, your time is most critical, and just being present for your family and the people that you're close to. Well, I love all of this talk, Michael Hopkins. I really do. Now, I was just saying earlier, since it's Tuesday the 30th, of course, and Tuesdays usually indicate the Vet Talk Radio Show for us. That's what Tuesday usually kind of points to. And so today this is no different. You've got a big show coming up a little bit later. What can you tell us, Michael? Any little tips or previews or anything you can share with us?
Oh, yes. I can just touch on it just a wee bit. And the topic that we're going to be coming, it's a very important topic because people file claims or they attempt to file claims. That's what veterans do. And what we're going to be talking about are there are certain elements of filing a claim that sometimes a lot of veterans miss the mark. And very important. It's so important what we're going to be talking. So stay tuned, stand by.
Yeah, I can't wait. So, and it's a countdown, so it should be really interesting. Speaking of what's coming up in the next half hour, I had a few minutes to spare over these last few days. I had a chance to check in with a fellow who, you know, really didn't get on my radar until recent times, and I've been out there for a little while, and we've had just about everybody on our show. As Angela says, you haven't made it until you made it to Hair Radio, which is really true. And I thought I had really met the ultimate celebrity hairstylist. We actually lost him a little while ago. David Babai was out in Beverly Hills, a good friend of our show, and we just love David here. And he was Angelina Jolie's hairstylist, Brad Pitt. He was the ultimate of celebrity hairstylists. He had every big star, literally. Great friends with Goldie Hawn's daughter, Kate Hudson. And so we just love David here. He was always on our show, and he just always was very, giving, and just a very kind man. And he was a very wealthy man, we'll say. He was, for me, one of the most successful of the celebrity hairstylists. So when this new fella came, well, and I'm calling him new to us, but you guys may have heard of him out there. So you guys are a lot of you in the hair business. But like I said, he just got on my radar, and I just love everything about him. He's really a great guy, just very kind. And for those of you who have not had the pleasure yet, you will coming up in a few minutes. So you want to stay here between 8 and 8:30. He'll be on, to talk about his career and really what's next. His name is Glenn Coco. So Glenn will be with us in just a bit. And then again, coming up at 8:30, of course, Michael Hopkins. Michael, you'll be back. So we're going to send you off shortly so you can prepare for this upcoming edition of VTR, Vet Talk Radio Show. So I'm real happy about that. And lots more to get to this morning. So real good stuff. So Michael, did we ask you about your balance? So you talked a little bit about it the other day, and is it important still that you find that strike or that balance type thing? Is that still, is that important to you still at this time?
Oh, yes it is, Karen. It's even more important now that I'm entering a new realm in life, because you can still get caught up in just running and doing for everybody else. And I find that sometimes I'm doing that kind of subconsciously, where especially like with me, and interacting with a lot of vets when it comes to the claims process. And a lot of the guys, people call you up.
It can be a little overwhelming.
Right. Yeah. And then you get so that you know the answer to help, but it's so many people reaching out to me. And if I don't put the brakes on it sometimes, like you said, Carrie, I'll get overwhelmed. I could spend 24 hours, 7 days a week on the telephone, literally talking to people about the claims process. Literally.
Wow. Well, what you're doing is, Michael, you got to remember something. You're passionate about it, but it's a huge, huge undertaking. You're literally almost kind of, and I'm the one saying this, kind of righting the wrongs in a big way, kind of like a Cape Crusader type thing on helping so many veterans who are so deserving, and you're offering them this guiding light, the beacon, to help them, which affects their lives in a big way. And in many ways, it helps to bring them a lot more income to help them navigate their lives a little bit easier.
Right.
So this claims process really is quite beneficial. And that's why I think it's been very popular with the fans and others. So I've enjoyed it. I love listening and being part of the whole process. I enjoy the Vet Talk radio show. It's really quite, you know, and you're about to really, as we will talk a little bit about in coming weeks, but season two is about to kick off, and that's on September 6th. So are you excited about that?
Oh, excited is not the word. I am just ecstatic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to jump up and shout because some of the new topics that we're going to just got me chomping at the bit, and I know I can't say anything about it, and I'm trying not to.
Okay.
I'm doing my very best, but I am excited.
Well, listen, we will be checking in with you on some of these. So don't go too far. We're going to be talking a little bit more as the day goes on and the time goes on today. Lou, I have to turn back to you. It is always an honor. And did you like the idea? And of course, Blue is our candle queen out of Jacksonville, Florida, in case you guys just tuned in. I call you the candle queen. Am I the only one that calls you the candle queen now?
Well, you just got a few people on board. Thank you. I was always being called the queen, though, not candle.
I added the one. Well, I just love it. You know, we have so much fun on the show. I don't know, maybe it's just me. I just enjoy catching up with you guys. I really do. It's such a pleasure each morning right here on the broadcast. Now, I'm reminding everybody, it's also we are celebrating Therapy Week, if you heard Host Chat. We are celebrating all week the return of my amazing hair products, which include shampoo and conditioner. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the coming days. Real happy. So lots of really good things. So, again, we want you guys to kind of hang on in there. We've been kind of killing with the music this morning. I think we've been doing a little bit of throwback. We don't wait till Thursday here. All week is throwback for us on the show. We just love really not even so much throwback, but just featuring some of the artists and folks, many who have been on our show, but others that, you know, you really love, not revisiting, but just hearing these songs again. So we were kind of listening a little bit to Michael earlier and so much more. We all kind of grew up with him, and it was around this time that we kind of lost him so many years ago. So for me, it's always, he's not ever gone too far from my playlist on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And just, you know, we've been kind of listening to some of the other things out there and all of that. I want to kind of get on this Monica track just to kind of shake it up a little bit. This is one of my favorite songs from her, really. And she has so many to choose from. And then we'll be back a little bit later. We've got more to get into this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines with Blue out of Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, Divine Energy Candles, we want to make sure that you guys know. Now, Blue, one more time, they can get your candles from, you know, tell us how all the folks, remind everybody how they can get a hold of your candles.
You can get a hold of me and my candles easily through Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, put in Divine Energy Luxury Candles, and bam, all my platforms will pop up. Or you can hit me at www.divineenergycandles, and you'll get me there, too.
.com at the end there. And, of course, through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So thank you so much.
Right here.
You got it. I love that. And, and I just want to remind everybody, because, Michael, all of you guys are members through our Hair Radio Online community. And I went to look. I said, wow, we have popped up a bunch of members. So when you get a chance, guys, out there, it's free to register. You don't need to pay a dime. And you connect it with everybody. You wonder about fans. Well, they're right there. You get the pick of the litter. So go to HAI Radio. That's pronounced Hair Radio. It has one R in the middle. Go to hairradio.com. Register for free to be an online member And you can always, even a shortcut, just go to HRmember.com, HRmember.com, sign up for an account, click on it, or if you have one, just log in and get the stepping. That's really what it's all about. It's really great stuff there. I can't talk, you know, we'll have to talk more about it as the days go on. But all right. So here, let's take that music break. Monica, we'll be right back.
Boy, if you ever get my side, it'd be like taking the sun from the sky. I'd probably die without you in my life, 'cause I need you to shine.
Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products.
Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very first time on our airways, Glenn Coco. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, what took you so long? No, I'm just kidding. No, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to talk about your legendary career and what's new for you going on these days as well. So can you tell us a little bit, because I read some things and I said, well, let me just go straight to Mr. Glenn Coco. So tell us a little bit, some of your highlights that you can share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to have such an amazing career and work with such talented individuals. It sort of unfolded by accident. I started hairstyling because of the recession in 2008 and kind of fell into this industry, but I knew once I started, I always wanted to work with celebrities. I saw the hair on TV and in magazines, and it was always a goal of mine. So I've, you know, moved to Los Angeles and pursued it and have been blessed to have makeup artists and stylists and other celebrities refer me to clients. So that's why my roster is, you know, what it is today. And I'm super blessed and grateful.
Absolutely. Now, I have to just, you know, can you, you know, tell us a few, drop a couple of names? You know, we have to live vicariously on the show, Glenn.
I always have to list them. I always have to list them by most recently so that I can remember. But Sydney Sweeney, who's on Euphoria, has been a client of mine as of most recently. Kourtney Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Megan Fox, Rita Ora, Shay Mitchell. I mean, I've been doing this for quite some time now. Hair for 10 years and celebrities for about 4 or 5. So the list has gotten long, but those are my most recent.
Well, that's a mega list. It just reminds me, I always used to chat with this fellow out on the West Coast as well, who always work with celebrities like yourself, just the biggest of the biggest. And I've always wanted to know, what that, you know, must feel like and all of that. But, you know, this is quite an honor for us to have you on the broadcast. So what do you say to all these wonderful stylists who would like to be celebrity stylists? I get this all the time on the show. This is really what the goal is out there, in case you didn't know. Really. So what do you say
It's the same thing I really wanted when I first started in this industry, and it's, you know, to be working with the rich and famous. And I think the biggest tip that I can really tell people is continuing education. I think it's one of the most important things you can do for your career. I think cosmetology school is such a small part of the grand scheme of knowledge that you really need to know. So making sure that you're investing all of the money that you're making, because as a stylist, I feel like you make money very quickly, and it's very easy to get enthralled in the lifestyle. But it's important to take that money and really put it towards continuing education to make sure that your skill set is what it needs to be. I remember when I first moved to LA and people would refer me to celebrity clients, it was, you know, I thought I was prepared, and then I got thrown into it and I didn't have extensions in my kit and I didn't have certain products in my kit that were essential. And I remember this one makeup artist telling me, like, I'm never referring you to anyone again because you're not prepared to do this. You're not that good. And so that whole year, I really focused on my craft. I focused on the products that were in my kit. and I focused on getting, you know, a well-rounded kit full of extensions and wigs. And I think that's really what made me the hairstylist I am today, is really, you know, starting soon and realizing that I had more to learn.
Well, I love that, that that did not stop you. I think I probably would have. Probably would have never gone on.
But definitely
I
a scary moment, but
yeah,
it prepared me for the realities.
Yes. Well, listen, it sounds like you've done just fine. And what I love, and yes, and I can hear you have such a passion and a calm tone, so that must help out quite a bit in the frenzy of the styling community out there working with the big celebrities. Well, listen, I want to know, go right ahead. Please respond.
Well, I was just going to mention that passion is what drives almost every industry. I think to be the top of the top, you really have to be passionate about what you do. There's no difference when it comes to celebrity styling. It's not really about the world that you're in. It's about the craft, and it's about being a service professional. It's about making people feel their best. And I think as long as you remember that and you focus on, you know, your craft and not the glamorous life that it is, you'll do really well.
Listen, what more can we say on that? But I do have to ask you, so what's the big project that you're working on now or something that you're looking forward to, Glenn?
Well, I have a lot I'm looking forward to. I'm a brand ambassador for Augustina Spotter, which has been such an amazing experience having, you know, a well-rounded, you know, set of products to really recommend to my clients for solutions is something that, you know, I've never really had up until now. And as a celebrity hairstylist, you encounter so many different hair types, so many people with breakage and damage. And there is just, for me, there's never been one hair care line that really tackles it all. And I feel like working with them, I finally have something to recommend as a solution. But as far as upcoming projects, I mean, there's so much on the plate. Even in the next 2 months, I have, you know, a trip to Venice Film Festival, and I'm shooting a commercial in Morocco. So I'm constantly on the go.
Absolutely. Well, I love what you just said also. Folks think, you know, because you have a lot, well, let's just say they think celebrities may not experience a lot of the damage that, you know, folks, you know, clients encounter just who are not celebrities. In other words, so this is something that's really big that you're able to you know, provide the celebrities the same type of, you know, maybe even more focus, so to speak, but just to know that they go through a lot of the same things that the folks who are listening to the show who are not celebrities deal with, especially when it comes to damage and things like that. So outstanding.
Yeah,
and
I think it's such a regular problem. I mean, all around the world, globally, hair is such a big issue. And I think focusing on products that really help with hair growth and help with the nourishment of hair are so important. And Augustinus has really created a line that really tackles everything. You have the shampoo that's such a great cleanser and really removes all sorts of buildup so that your hair can grow really well in an optimal environment. We actually did an amazing microscopic test where we looked at the scalp before and after the shampoo and conditioner, and it was remarkable to see the difference between what the scalp looked like before and after, and all the buildup was removed. There was so much shine on the actual hair follicle itself, and so knowing that products work like that is just so gratifying.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you're an ambassador, a brand ambassador. We want you to come back and then and bring the whole line with you. We'd love to just talk about all of that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I want to take a moment just to say thank you, my goodness, for just jumping on a quick call with us. We're going to share this across our platform. Okay.
It's been a pleasure. And anytime you want me to talk, I'm here for you.
Well, I would love that. And please, we always ask, is there anyone that you want to shout out to, any team members, any family members, anything like that this morning?
I'll say hi to Mom in York, Pennsylvania. Hi, Mom. I love
you. Oh, okay. A fellow Pennsylvanian. Okay. I'm from Philly. Okay. How awesome. All right. I love that. All right. Well, listen, Glenn, thank you. Glenn Coco, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to continue to follow your career out there in the world of celebrity. hairstyling. All right, thanks so much.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs, so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. Awesome. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show, Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful, because let me just make it clear to everybody, the Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it, because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and the way the things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in in real estate.
Wow.
For myself, and also to educate the masses, because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference, and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Now that is interesting. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I was just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor, because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes, it's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up, so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house, because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that is a process, and that takes that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain. And you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on. And sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house. And if you're paying $2,000-plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere. But what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey, because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policy. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so. And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So
you know, great memories, and I, it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty. I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on, like, social media and all that kind of stuff for folks with your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Realestate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood, at AsiaGoode.
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I just shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect
an
interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins. Executive producer Carrie Hines and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. We are coming live to you right now and so excited to bring to the line the man behind Vet Talk Radio Show. You heard it. We're talking about from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, the one and only Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Michael Hopkins.
Good morning, Carrie Hines, from beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Virginia, Virginia, yes. And also, want to take a moment, you know, as we do every Tuesday morning right here on your show, and that is to welcome the amazing fans of this very broadcast. We're talking about the veterans that we salute and thank them for their service. All right. And their families, by the way. Want to make sure. Michael, good morning. Now, what do you have on tap for everybody today? You're always bringing it with the claims talk, and I suspect today will be no exception. So what's the topic at hand?
Oh, yes. Now, today, Carrie Hines, we're going to be talking about the five ways to establish service connection. Now,
let's just make sure that's clear.
Uh-huh.
Five ways to establish service connections. Okay. That sounds very interesting. You've got me intrigued. So, Michael, take it away.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Carrie, first of all, let's talk about what is a service connection. And this is kind of the glue that puts all this together.
Okay.
A service connection, when you're filing for compensation, there are three elements that you must have in order to get your compensation. And if you don't have these three elements, unfortunately, you might not, as a veteran, get compensated for an injury or illness that happened to you while you were in the service of this great country. Now, there are three elements that you have to have. The first one is a current disability. In other words, whatever happened to you when you were in the service, you still have that issue right now. So it has to be a current disability. You could be going to the VA hospital. You could be going to your private doctor. It could be a combination of the above. But you have to have a current disability. You know, a good example is you hurt your knee while you were on active duty. You did something to your knee. Your knee really had never been the same after your incident. You got out the military, but you still have that issue with your knee. You still have arthritis. Oh, it could have been any number of things. That's what they mean by having a current disability.
Okay. That makes sense.
The number two thing has to be an in-service incident. And pretty much, as I said previously, you hurt your knee. You were out playing basketball with your friends. Even though you were off duty, as far as the duty day and doing whatever it is you do in the military, still an active duty service member. So anything that happened to you, it was on active duty. You playing basketball, you got tripped, all of a sudden you hurt your knee, you had to go to sick call. Or what you would call as civilians, you would call it going to the emergency room. You got seen, it's documented now in your medical records. That's the second step.
Okay, that makes sense.
Most definitely. Now, here's the third one, and sometimes this third one can be a little tricky, Carrie. It really can. It's called a nexus or a link between the first two things we just talked about. The first thing with the current disability, the second thing with the in-service event, the third thing, the nexus, as I said, can be a little tricky. It's a link between both of those. In other words, there has to be some type of medical opinion that shows that what happened to you in service that's currently wrong with you now, injury or illness, is in a medical opinion. A doctor, for instance, you went to a doctor that you always go to. Now that you're off of active duty, same doctor, this doctor looks at your knee, looks at your medical records, and the doctor comes to the conclusion that this happened to you while you were on active duty, in the active duty military. But he puts it in writing. Normally, it would say something to the effect of, it is as least as likely, as L-E-S-T, or it is as likely, A-S, likely, that this happened. Normally, those are the two words that the VA, the claim section, must see in that nexus letter. That confirms what happened to you, and then they will react as far as sending you to examinations and so forth. But those are the three things that a veteran should have if they're going to file a claim.
Okay. Well, I can follow that. Michael, what's next?
Okay. Now, Carrie, the fifth, and it's five of them, the fifth thing is actually called a VA Title 38 USC, and that's United States Code, 1151 claim. I know that's a big title, bunch of words, but this is what it comes down to. If a veteran suffered an added disability or an existing injury or illness or if it got worse and that veteran was getting medical care, or if they were on active duty and they were getting medical care from a VA facility, i.e. a hospital, and what happened to them got worse. Now we have a problem, don't we?
We do.
We have a problem because you were in the care of a VA facility or an active duty military facility, and through negligence, through inexperience, any number of things, something else happened to you. Now we definitely have a problem. You got worse. Good example, you went in for an illness. You were getting treated for that illness. Somehow, somebody in the medical field working there gave you the wrong dosage. So now all of a sudden you have a second medical problem. Big problem. Or you were a veteran and you're in some type of rehabilitation program where you were going to school, you were doing some type of rehabilitation to help you either get a job, keep a job, find a job. You got hurt while at a facility that the VA sent you to. That also falls under this type of claim. The only thing about this Carrie Hines, with this type of claim, when a veteran goes to file it, or an active duty person, or if the veteran passes away and their family, it's the medical evidence. That is the hardest thing for the veteran to show. You know,
why
the doctor's opinions and all that. You're dealing with the government. And by you dealing with the government, especially with this type of thing where you're going to get compensated for it, they're not just going to
So you got to really show tangible,
right.
Pretty much.
Really have to. Yeah, you pretty much have to be really tight with the medical evidence. That is, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to be tight with the medical evidence because
you
got to get people.
Tight, I know we are tight with your countdown today.
Oh yeah.
what is
we are.
Four?
Right. So let me just jump on into it. Let's go to number four. Number four is aggravation of a condition. Now, in this type of service-connected claim, basically, the veteran came into the military service with some type of injury or illness, and it's documented. You see, Carrie, that is the key to this type of service connection. It has to be documented.
Yes.
If it's not documented, it's going to be very hard for a veteran corroborate what happened to them. And this usually comes about with a pre-existing condition. That's what it usually comes about. For example, you join the military, you go in, and in your chart, when you go in, your medical chart, it clearly says you have flat feet or you have some kind of issues with your feet. Well, the military lets you in on, usually we call it a waiver. They let you in and you're in the military now. You go to basic training, you go to your duty station and all that. And along the way, Carrie, what happens, you got flat feet. So guess what's going to happen? You're going to have issues with your feet. You're wearing the heavy combat boots. You're doing all kinds of things. So normally what's going to happen? You're going to go on sick call or you know, as I told you, like with civilians, you call it the emergency room.
Right, yeah.
You're going to go on sick call. Now you're getting documented with having issues with your feet.
Okay.
That is a pre-existing condition. That's what that really is. It's a pre-existing condition. So that's where the aggravation comes. In other words, your foot problem got worse. That's exactly what happened. And that's another one. A lot of time, unfortunately, a lot of veterans don't realize that this is something they can file for. that, and this is a simple one to file for. As long as it's documented that before you came to the military, you had an issue and they let you in anyway, and it's documented,
right. You
can actually file for it if it got worse.
Wow. So that's actually something to really bear in mind. But I love that
right. Key
word, documentation, seems to be
right. The
word of the day. Michael, what's next on your list?
Now, next on the list, Carrie, we have secondary service connection. And we've talked about this. Secondary, right. Now, in this type of connection, the veteran already has things that are already rated. In other words, the veteran is already getting compensated for things that happened to him or her during their tour of duty and when they were in the service. It's documented. They medical records, et cetera, they filed for a claim. They won the claim. Unfortunately, sometimes what happens, Carrie Hines, that thing, injury, illness that they're getting paid for, it develops
right.
a new injury or illness. That's what they mean by secondary. It's secondary to that primary injury,
yeah.
illness that happened to them from active duty service. And the VA stands this, Carrie. And what they do is you're entitled to get compensated for that because it's still part of what happened on their watch, in other words. Still part of it.
I understand. Wow.
So
these
and,
sound
you know,
very beneficial. I have to say, I've your countdowns, this is one that I can kind of understand. I mean, at least it's kind of logical in your explanation. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Oh, yes. And this is another one, Carrie, that a lot of veterans don't know about. They don't know about secondaries. They go after the primary things, what happened to them on an active military. But a lot of times they don't know. And the good thing about secondaries, you know the good thing about secondaries, Carrie Hines? The secondaries are rated the same way as if you were in active military and you got hurt, had an injury or illness. The secondaries are rated the same way. Sometimes the secondary issue that you have can be a higher rating than the primary. It could actually be a higher rating. And,
wow.
I'll give you a perfect example. A neck injury. You hurt your neck, and you get a 30% rating, which is pretty high for a neck. It's usually 40 is the highest. You get 30%, with cervical, we call it, a cervical injury. But guess what? If you have a cervical injury, you're going to have nerve damage going down your arms from your back of your neck all the way down. You're going to have nerve damage. There's the secondary. Once you get diagnosed, and once again, that's the key word, medical information. You have to have it medically diagnosed that now you have radiculopathy, as it's called, or nerve damage. And nerve damage can be very high ratings. Just
like
headaches. A lot of veterans don't know. They can have a nerve damage. They can also have headaches because they have a cervical issue. And headaches can be rated very high. Sure can.
So these somewhat sound like things that we might overlook or the veterans, but let me just say the veterans might overlook, not realizing it. Yeah. So these are really great.
Exactly. Now, the next thing is called presumptives.
Okay.
And
presumptives.
Presumptives. And lately there's been a lot of buzz on the internet and a veterans group, presumptives. It's been a lot of buzz because of the president signing the bill that came across his desk, and it's the PACT Act and all that. But in essence, presumptives work like this. This is the service connection. The VA assumes that if a veteran was in a certain place at a certain time and they have this medical injury or illness, that it's because of where they were. After there's been tests have been done, many veterans have come back with the same illnesses or injuries, and it has been determined that because of the place that a lot of the veterans were stationed at the time, it kind of perpetuated whatever it is. The latest buzz about this, Carrie, is the toxic exposures to the veterans that were in Southwest Asia. And what I mean by Southwest Asia, we're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. The list goes on. And those veterans were exposed to, and we've talked about this on the show, the burn pits. That was the things they breathed in. And they were exposed to that, and those toxins have caused some other things to happen to the veterans. Sometimes in the past, a lot of people didn't know. There wasn't a lot of research on why a lot of these guys were getting sick. Now it's tons of research. Everybody understands why, and it has developed into many, many ratings. For veterans now, there are many, many, many ratings. Another one
wow.
is Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Better
Amazing
known as
one.
Vietnam, Agent Orange and the herbicides. Yeah. Now, they're amazing,
yeah.
aren't they?
They are.
And just,
wow.
Just to review, Carrie, we were talking about number five, and number five was the VA 38 USC 1150 claims. Number four was aggravation.
Number three was
secondary, the secondary service connection. Number two,
presumptive. My favorite word.
Right. Presumptive. Yep.
And before you get to number one, Michael, why is this so important that the veterans be aware of how to establish these service connections? Why is it so important?
Well, you know, Carrie, the reason why it's so important for veterans to understand this and know this, because this is how the claims process works. Frustrating when you don't understand this, and a lot of veterans don't. And they keep getting turned down, and they don't understand why they keep getting denied things that they know that's wrong with them. They keep getting denied. And it's frustrating, and it just, you know, it's irritating, and you ask yourself why, and it's mentally, and it but that's why. Once you
wow.
know this formula and you understand this formula as a veteran, you can start winning claims. It won't be as hard. It's not frustrating. And a lot of times you'll discover that there were a lot of things you never filed for as a veteran because you did not know. And all of a sudden, it just opens up a whole new world for a lot of vets. I've had a lot of vets. When I've explained this to them, Carrie Hines, their eyes light up and they go, oh, my
of
goodness.
Course.
You mean to tell me I can? I didn't know that. And a lot of the stuff, Carrie, you know where it is?
Where?
It's right there in their medical records.
Right.
Either them going to the VA hospital as a veteran or them going to their private doctor. They have everything there
wow.
in front of them, but they don't know. And it's just
wow.
it's such a good feeling.
That's where you come in, Michael Hopkins, and the Vet Talk Radio Show. It really is.
Yes.
That's where VTR
yes,
makes an appearance to me, and it's most helpful. Well, I hate to say, but you guys, you're at number one. You're at
right.
number one.
Number
so
one.
Take it away, Michael Hopkins. Yeah.
The number one service connection is called Direct Service Connection. And I can imagine, right, Direct Service Connection. And what do you think that means, Carrie Hines?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, well, hold it. Direct Service Connection. I have to say, I'm baffled. Is it a direct link to something that's a service-connected illness, or what exactly
you're absolutely,
does direct
You're basically
connection?
Right. It happened to a service member when they were on active duty, direct service connection.
Mm.
It happened.
Wow.
You were on active duty, like the scenario I gave where you're playing basketball is after duty,
right,
but
right.
you're still in, and then boom, you hurt your knee.
Yeah.
That's direct yeah. service connection. It's in your service treatment records.
Wow.
And, yep, active duty.
So,
and a lot of times, as I said, you know, knee problems, back problems, neck problems, traumatic brain
and
injury.
A lot of these ailments, again, are kind of somewhat, sometimes we might not realize and we're taking them for granted because all those places, you know, sometimes we might not be so sure how we got, you know, how it we arrived at these aches and pains, so to speak.
Right,
so,
right. A lot of times, Carrie, I've had a lot of guys, ex-military like me, and they're out, they've been out 30, 40, 50 years, and a lot of times we don't remember what happened to us back then when we were younger and we were active duty military. We just don't remember. When they get a hold
wow.
of their service treatment records or medical records, as the civilians would call them, guess what they found out?
What?
These things happened to them. They found out. I've had people not remember that they had a shaving waiver.
Wow.
That they had issues with shaving. A lot of African-American males mm-hmm. that were in the military, this is what they had. They had a shaving waiver. And, you know, and you're in that the field, and they had. But they forgot about it, the passage of time. And they forgot. And that is a direct service connection.
Wow.
Or claim.
You're number one. Oh,
that's,
wow.
And this is number one, direct service connection.
Service connection. Michael, I have to say, five ways to establish service connection connections. I think this is amazing. I think it really is. And there's not a show or an episode of the Vet Talk Radio Show that I don't learn something. And if I'm learning something and I'm not a veteran, then
oh, yeah.
You're doing this for the benefit of the veterans out there.
Oh, yeah.
And all the amazing fans of the show. So it's great job, Michael Hopkins. Outstanding work. As usual, you knock it out of the box. Now, I want to take a moment and remind, you got it, remind the fans that you can sign up, follow Michael to share and be part of the Vet Talk Radio Show community over at HAIRadio.com. That's our website, 24 hours a day. Michael and Vet Talk Radio Show folks are on the Hair Radio Network. So simply go to HAIRadio.com. Again, it's HAIRadio.com. Click on the forum tab, and that will take you to all of the different group pages. And you'll see Vet Talk Radio Show right there. Read about all the different articles that Michael puts up and so many different things that will benefit you guys. So, Michael, this is so great. I love the show today. This is awesome. And I'm excited about all that you'll be covering in other season two episodes of the Vet Talk Radio Show. Congratulations to you and to the folks at your amazing broadcast. Standing as always. What else do you have to say, Michael Hopkins? Do you want to give a shout out to, of course, our amazing veterans, anybody else this morning on the broadcast?
The one person I want to give a shout out to is the love of my life, my wife, Venna D. Hopkins. She is the love of my life.
Yes, and she listens to this show. Amazing. We got to get her on the show one of these days. We'll do that. All right, Michael Hopkins.
True.
Yes, well, listen, again, it is just awesome, as always, to be part of this whole operation for the Vet Talk Radio Show. We are honored that you are kicking off this brand new season of new episodes. So thank you, and thank everybody for being with us, as always. And Michael Hopkins, before we go to our outro for the Vet Talk Radio Show, I wanted to also mention that while they are there at that HAIRadio.com page, you can visit the store. There is an actual gift shop tab right there where you can pick up your I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show mug and the I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show t-shirts and so much more, and bags and everything else right there. So I know you've got some, and just amazing. Michael, it's that time. So what's your famous tagline, sir, as we go to our outro?
Carrie Hines, it's all about the vets.
All right. We'll see you back here. Thank you, Michael. Great job. We'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.